Our Heavenly Father, we love you and thank you this morning for all of your goodness, everything that you have done for us. We want to praise your name and give you all the glory. And we thank you that we are in the house of the Lord again this morning to rejoice and to praise your name and to fellowship with one another and with you, Lord. Speak to us according to your word and let your name be glorified. We give you all praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, a short exhortation this morning. I know the Lord's been doing great things for us and we want to thank him. You know, but today, a different kind of message. Now, next week will be the week that I will be teaching you how to sustain all of God's financial increase. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't want to miss that, you know. So that's next week. And God has his own pattern of financial independence. So you'll be here next week. You'll be here now. But today, battle-tested believers. Now that's battle-tested believers. So it's a different kind of message today. But, I know that Paul, he said, you know, I did not shun to declare unto you the full counsel of God. You know, so we like to declare unto you the complete counsel of God. You know, sometimes, you know, we preach on the anointing of increase and sometimes on this and that and faith, you know. But it all comes down to faith. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, Jesus himself asked the question. He said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith? So it all comes down to that. You got to believe God at his word. Amen. Now today, battle-tested believers. And I'm going to start at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to read a couple of verses. You say battle-tested, well, you will understand the message in a few minutes. Battle-tested believers. Now this is Paul's testimony. And I want to challenge you with it and see if it is your testimony. Listen to what Paul, he says. We are troubled on every side. Verse 8 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. Amen?
Amen.
Now, can you say that? Can you say, look, I have been troubled on every side, but yet I am not discouraged.
Amen.
You know, the devil has taken his best shot, but I keep bouncing back.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the devil will take a cheap shot at you, you know. I mean, if you know how to use the shield of faith, the Bible says, you can quench all his fiery darts. But sometimes he'll take a cheap shot at you, you know, and you may stumble a little bit, but do you keep bouncing up?
Amen.
You know, do you have those battle scars to show that, you know, you've been through a few fights? Well, I've been in a few fights, you know. Not physical fights. Well, maybe when I was a kid, you know, I got in a few fights and so forth. I was a small kid when I was a kid, but, I didn't put up with any bullies. Amen? Amen, somebody? You know, I always got me some. Oh, yeah. I always got me some. You know, it didn't matter what. I got me some anyhow, because I wouldn't put up with anybody. Now, I wouldn't be bullied by anybody, you know. But when I came to know the Lord, you know, then I began to realize, the devil is a bully.
Amen.
And I don't put up with him, amen?
Amen.
In fact, Jesus said, cast out devils.
Yes.
You know, so everywhere I go, when I see devils, I like to cast them out. Because he doesn't belong in God's house, amen?
Amen.
And the earth is the Lord's.
Yes.
And the fullness thereof. So it means everywhere that devil is going and so forth, he's there illegally. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to cast him out, you know. So, you know, I've been in a few fights with the devil, but I always win, amen?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In fact, sometimes the devil is taking his best shot. I said, that all you got? Amen?
Yeah.
Because, you know, look at his testimony. He said, we are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. You know, we are perplexed on all of these things happen to us, but we keep going, amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 8. It's going to be a short exhortation here this morning. And Romans chapter 8. Again, Paul, he's got these powerful testimonies throughout the scriptures. And I love this one here. Here's what he said, starting at verse, Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. And he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Well, I may say, who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress or persecution? I'm not hearing you this morning.
No.
Or famine?
No.
Or nakedness?
No.
I mean, you don't even have clothes to wear. Is that going to separate you from the love of Christ?
No.
You know, or the peril or the sword or all these things. Can any of these things separate us from the love of Christ?
No.
Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Through him that loved us. Hallelujah. And listen to the best part. For I am persuaded. Now, are you persuaded? Now, let's listen to how Paul said it. I am persuaded that neither death, you know, not even death, nor life, you know, whether you are doing well, whether you lost somebody, whether you gained somebody, you know, nothing. Death, not life, not angels, not principalities, not powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Even things that haven't happened yet. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
Not height. Sometimes you are up. Hello.
Yes.
A lot of you have been up the last few weeks because of the anointing of increase in your lives. Well, you know, just as surely as there are ups, there's also downs.
Yes.
You know, I want you to know that. You hear more about that last week. How you can, next week, how you can stay up and not down. Amen? But that's next week. Now, so, height cannot separate you. Death, you know, sometimes people have too much and they forget God. Hello, somebody?
Yep.
The psalmist said, don't give me too much, lest I forget. Don't give me too little, yes, I crumble against my God. You know, so, he, you know, but death or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Are you persuaded about that? You know, have you been battle tested with all of these things? You know, with distress, with famine, with this. Sometimes you had, sometimes you didn't have. Do you have the scars to show for it? You know, Paul said, look, let no man trouble me henceforth because I bear in my body the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's been through it all. You know, he said, look, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, he said, look, I am instructed, verse 12. Philippians 4 and 12. I'm instructed in all things, both how to be, to abound, you know, how to fool, to be full, and how to be hungry. Hello? Yes. He said, look, none of these things move me. Sometimes I'm full. Sometimes I have a lot. Sometimes I have a little less. Sometimes I'm hungry. You know, all these things. I'm instructed in all things. You know, and I know how to be abased. Sometimes, you know, things are not going so well. You know, and I know also how to be up, you know. And then he said in verse 13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, if you can do all things, you know, then you should not let a few battle scars, you know, put you over. Amen? Praise God. You know, you heard me say this several times, and I love to say it when I talk like this, is that, look, those good fighters, you know, they can get knocked down in one round, but they're going 15 rounds. The bout is 15 rounds. Just because you knock him down, he can still come back and win that fight. Amen? Because the important thing is, he's not going to stay down for the count. Don't stay down for the count. Amen?
Amen.
The devil may knock you down sometimes, you know, but I love to read the Psalms. Listen to how the psalmist, he put this. You know, and I have seen that this man, David, I mean, he knew how to revive himself. He knew how to challenge his soul. He knew how to reload his faith. You know. And I've seen that throughout the scriptures. And he would talk to himself. He would challenge himself. You know, Psalm 42. Verses 3 to 5. You know, he said, look, you know, why are all these things, you know, happening to me? You know, the things happen to people all the time. You know, in fact, the scripture says chance, you know, opportunity, whatever happens to people, you know. So, you know, you might be on the receiving end of some things, you know. And so this man, he said, look, my tears have been with me all day, you know. And even people are saying, you know, where is your God and so forth, you know. And he even said, look, I've gone with, you know, people to the house of God. You know, people that kept holy day and so forth. I went with them to the house of God. Turn with me to Psalm 42, you know, and let's take a look at this testimonial that he gave here. Psalm 42, and starting at verse 3. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, you know, I mean, you know, you're a believer, but sometimes you have challenges, and, you know, other people may even do it better than you and so forth. You might remember these things, and you know, you might wonder sometimes, you know. And he said, look, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. And I went, you know, with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, and with a multitude that kept holy day. So that may be you in here this morning. Maybe you came the last few times. You heard all these great and incredible testimonies of anointing of increase. And you saw people jumping up and down giving their testimony, but you didn't have a testimony. So you begin to wonder, you know. But let me say to you this way. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? That's what the psalmist said. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? And he challenged himself and spoke to his own soul. He said, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Can you say praise the Lord? No matter what you are going through, you got to be able to praise the name of the Lord. You know, if you can praise the Lord only when things are good, and when things are not so good, you can't praise the Lord. Well, the devil's got you beat then. Because as long as he can steal the joy of your salvation, he can steal the joy of your testimony, then he's got you beat. You know, so you want to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself. Hallelujah. Now, he says it to himself, my soul, why are you cast down? Rise up within me. He spoke to his own soul. And, you know, you'll see that he said that, you know, several times in this chapter. He also said it in verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let's look at some of the other testimonies, you know, of David here, you know, through all the things that he's been through, the battles that he has been through, various things that went. Now listen to verse chapter 27 of the Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, they came up to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hello, somebody. That's right. He has been through some things. But listen to what he said. Verse 3. Though an host should encamp against me. You know, you're surrounded by all kinds of problems. He said, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. You know, he went through some battles. He went through some wars. You know, in Psalm 144, verse 1, he said, blessed be the Lord my God that teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. You know, he'd been in a few fights. Amen. He actually, one time he fought a bear, he fought a lion, you know, and he fought Goliath. You know, can you imagine a fist fight with a bear? You know, and that, those bears, you know, they can rise up to about 9 foot tall when they really stand up against you. You know, but that bear took something that belonged to David, and David said, not on my watch. Amen. Hello? Not on my watch. You know, you can do that when somebody else is watching the sheep, but not on my watch. And he's ready to lay down his life. He got in a fist fight with that lion, the first one of it. You know, he took him by the beard, and he smote him. My goodness, that is some fight. He probably came away with a few scars too. You know, but he said, no, no matter. You know, I got my sheep back. Amen? Amen, somebody? Amen. And then again, the beard took one of his sheep, and he went after that, did the same thing, and he smote him. My lambs. And this man David, he wouldn't back down from anybody, you know. And he didn't back down from Goliath either. You might know the story. I'm not going to go into all that story this morning. But, you know, he knew one thing. He said, God teaches my hands to walk and my fingers to fight. This man was battle tested. In fact, when he was going up against Goliath, that's what he told King Saul. He said, look, I've been battle tested. I have already been against the lion and the bear. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, and I know how to win the victory. Praise God. He said, look, I didn't back down from the lion, and I didn't back down from the bear, and I'm not going to back down from this uncircumcised Philistine who has defied the armies of the living God. I'm going to put him in his place today. Praise God. I was a little kid, a young teenager, and he was full of the Spirit of God, and he had power, and he wouldn't back down. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you know, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, there's a story that we are told about David. You know, in fact, you know, I preached on this before, so I'm not going to go into too much of it, but it so happened that David and his companions and everybody that were with him, they lost everything they had. Their enemies came in and whacked up their camp when they were doing something else. You know, and you know, when they came back, they saw that their wives and their children and everything were taken captive, and they burned down the city and everything. And even the people, because David was the captain of all these people, you know, people rose up against him, you know, and they wanted to stone him, they wanted to kill him. Look, it was your war that we were fighting with you, and we left all our family here, and then we came, and everybody's gone, you know. And listen to this, verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters and their wives. They grieved for all the things that the enemy had come and taken. But I like this part. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You know, David always knew how to encourage. In fact, I believe, you know, that, you know, he said, look, why are you cast down within me, O my soul? I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And David, he stirred up his soul. He said, look, I've seen God do great things. I've seen him give me the lion. You know, lion took something that belonged to me, and I got it back. The bear took something that belonged to me, I got it back. Now, all these people that have taken my family and all these people that belong to us, I'm going to get them back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, every time you have a testimony of what God has done for you in the past, that should be your strength for the present conflict. Amen? That was what David did. He used the testimony of the bear and the lion against Goliath. And he used those testimonies here also to challenge his soul and say, God did those great things for me. He's going to do even greater. So he went out against all these people and he recovered all.
Yeah.
Read the whole chapter. I don't have time for all that story this morning. The Bible says he recovered all, and there was nothing that he did not recover. And in fact, all and even more, you know, than what they took from him, he got back. He spoiled, you know, he just went and spoiled all those people and got everything back. And they, you know, and you can read in verse 8, he said, and David inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? And he said, and the Lord said, you know, go ahead, and thou shalt recover all. And he went after them, and he did recover everything that was stolen from him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. That's right, he recovered all. You can read all that story in there, and you'll see how he recovered all. Now, there are a few other people that have some testimonies in the Bible of how the enemy knocked them down, but they wouldn't stay down. You know, they've been through some few battles, you know, and they are battle tested. And they know that, look, no matter what the enemy has done, you know, I'm going to keep bouncing up and bouncing back. Amen. In fact, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24 and verse 16, he says, the just or the righteous person, he may trip or fall down 7 times, but he's going to get up every single time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You know, and in fact, if you've got some faith, you know, some real faith, you'll never stay down for the count. And if you know how to really use your faith, you know, which is what we're trying to equip people in this church, is you will get knocked down fewer times. Amen? That's right. You know, plus especially wisdom as well. You got to use wisdom in some things, you know. And then you get knocked down fewer times. You know how to use that shield of faith. You quench every fiery dart that the enemy will throw. Will throw against you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to the testimony of Micah in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. And he said, look, oh my enemy, don't rejoice over me. Hello? Be Because no matter what's going on, when I fall, you know, when I fall, I shall arise, he said. I'm not going to stay down. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. No matter what I'm going through, you know. I mean, sometimes no matter how well you try, you know, and things may be going well for you now, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, all kinds of increase and so forth happening and all of that, which is the reason why we're going to teach you next week to make, you know, to see how you can sustain that, because the enemy will try to come in and steal your joy, you know, so, you know, but, you know, sometimes the devil will come in and cheap shot you and so forth, but no matter what happens, you know, do you know that you will still arise? Can you say that, you know, I don't care what happens, I will arise. And I will not stay down for the count. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Habakkuk was another man. In Habakkuk chapter 3, this man, he was bankrupt. You know, talk about, you know, my goodness, you know, talk about economic crisis or whatever you want to say. You know, this man, he, you know, he said, look, you know, Habakkuk chapter 3, listen to verses 17 and 18. He said, though the fig tree shall not blossom, you know, neither shall be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the fields shall not yield their meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, I lose everything. You know, though there be no herd in the stalls, you know, and everything is falling apart and so forth. He said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that is a real testimony, because I've seen most people can shout the victory when they are getting increase. You know, just about anybody can shout the victory when they are having increase from the Lord. You know, but, you know, sometimes a little test, a little trial, you know, a little buffeting from the devil, you know, and people forget the goodness of the Lord. But this man, he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Yet will I joy in the God of my salvation. I don't care whether it's good or bad or ugly or whatever, you know, I will praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But I love it. I love it the way that Paul puts it. He said, look, I don't care whether height or depth or breadth or angels or principalities or things present or things to come. None of these, because I'm anchored on the love of Christ. Are you anchored on the love of Christ? Are you battle tested? Do you know that a few battle scars cannot make you lose the victory in Christ as long as you get a hold of the Lord and you stay with the Lord? You shouldn't let the few challenges of life, don't let them knock you over. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God promised us that we shall have a great reward if we overcome. You know, he gave promises in Revelation. He said, you know, unto him that overcometh. And he would give a lot of promises. And finally, he said to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne? Even as I overcame, and I am set with my Father in his throne. Now, are you an overcomer? Paul said, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Now, you have challenges, you know, no matter what. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, how things are going good, you will have challenges. You know, sometimes it's financial challenges, things are going good, and all of a sudden, boom, something happens. You know, it seems like it steals all your increase. Or sometimes it's, you know, it's family, it's relationships and so forth. You know, things are going good, you know, everything's going good. Boom! And sometimes all of a sudden, you know, all hell breaks loose, so to speak, you know. And whatever it is, you know. But battle tested believers. Amen? Amen? They always come out on top. Hallelujah. They will always come out on top. No matter what the enemy throws at you. Praise God. You will always come out on top. Hallelujah. Do you know that you can be tested also in increase, in blessings? Now, some of you think that, oh, it's only when I'm lacking that that's what I'm... Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, when God begins to increase you, we heard testimonies, somebody 30,000, somebody 1,500, somebody this, somebody their phone is ringing off the hook, and all of these things, you know, just happening and so forth. You know, the enemy can even come against you even in that. How many of you know that? Oh, that's right. You know, because you may think all of a sudden now you have achieved all these things by your own power. You know, and you may forget. You may forget. Like the Bible says, you know, it is the Lord thy God that gives you the power to get wealth. And you may forget that. You know, and then you may begin to strut your stuff. You know, I know one man in the Bible, he strutted his stuff. He said, "Is this not, you know, the beauty of my majesty and this Babylon, the great things that I have built by the excellency of my power?" You know, and I mean, he just couldn't use enough adjectives to describe himself and how great he was. You know, he had all those hanging gardens and he had all these things and so forth, and he strutted his stuff and so forth. You know, but he forgot that the Lord, he sets up and he puts down. Amen, somebody? God is the one that does all those things. So finally God said, "Is that a fact?" He said, "Well, you know, I'm going to make you look like a monkey." Hello? God put him down for 7 years. His name is Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible. And at the end of those days, God gave him a second chance. So finally he came back and he gave a glorious testimony. He said, "Now I know that God rules in the affairs of man. And he sets over even the business of man." You know, and God does whatever he wills in the armies of heaven and upon the earth. And no man can stay his hand. And neither can anyone say unto him, "What doest thou?" So finally, he figured that out. You know, he should have figured that out in the first place. You know, but I love his testimony at the end. Because he found out that, my goodness, you know, he went through a few rough times, if you will. You know, imagine somebody who was king of the world at the time. You know, turn into a beast and go into the field. And God didn't even allow him to die. He put him through all that mess. And he had to sleep with animals and fight and claw his way like animals and so forth. For 7 years. You know. He had whiskers and everything. Looked like a monkey and everything. You can't even imagine what it looked like. You know. And finally, you know, when his senses came back, he said, "My goodness, I should have given the glory to God." Praise God. You know, these things are in the Bible for our examples. You know, so when the times are good, and I have prayed, you know, I prayed and I sought the Lord for everyone in this church, and I said, "Lord, let the times be good for your people." You know, and that's why he gave me some of those messages and so forth, you know, and the Lord said, "Yeah, the times will be good," you know. But also, you know, he comes back and tells me, you know, tell him that, you know, they may go through a few tests and so forth, you know. But, you know, you keep shooting and keep looking for that mark of his high calling. Amen. And every battle you win is another medal that will be put on your crown. Amen. Amen, people. Every battle you win is another medal that will be put on your crown. So you got to win every single battle. Praise God. You know, and I'll tell you that, you know, the devil, Jesus, already spoiled principalities and powers. He's already defeated the enemy. So all we got to do is enforce that victory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. You've got to enforce that victory. In fact, Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hallelujah. In the book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 18 and 19, Jesus said, "I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven down." That's right. You know, and you can say that to the enemy anytime he comes up against you. Say, "You already fell from the place where I'm going." Amen. That's right. I'm going to the place he fell from, and I'm going to be there. Hallelujah. And he was moving at the speed of lightning. That is 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed of light. That's how fast Satan gets away from the power of God. That's right. When you put your foot down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will have the victory. Amen. And don't let the devil, you know, maybe because of one thing or the other. And sometimes when he can't get you, he'll get somebody next to you. He'll do that because he's a wily old devil. He's got all the tricks in the book. But I tell you what, you know, no matter what he does, we are more than conquerors. Are you battle tested in this house today? Have you been through some battles? Do you have a few scars to show for it? You know, it may be a loved one. You may even still be going through a battle. You know, you may be here today or have been here a few days and you've heard people jump, shout and joy. You know, you went to the house of God with people that kept holy day, just like the psalmist said. But inside of you, maybe there is a hurt. Maybe there is a pain. Maybe there is something that you, you couldn't get the victory over and so forth. And you wonder why everybody else is shouting for joy. Well, let me tell you something. David said, "Why art thou cast down within me, O my soul?" You know, and that's what you should say to yourself this morning. And every time you have these challenges, say to yourself, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Hallelujah. Tell yourself, you know, stir yourself up to shout the victory. Tell yourself that I will yet praise the Lord because He's a hope. You know, He's my hope. And I will rejoice in Him for the hope of His, the light of His countenance. You tell yourself all these things. You know, that's a song I used to sing when I was a young man. You know, he said, the song says, "Hallelujah anyhow." You know, that means no matter what's going on, you shout hallelujah anyhow. Amen. Yeah. The devil doesn't want you to praise the Lord. So if he can get that praise, if he can steal that praise away from you, then he's got the victory over you. So you must be ready to shout the victory and praise the name of the Lord anyhow, no matter what is going on. No matter what you are going through, no matter what the challenges of life, you know, good times, challenging times, easy times, and so forth, it doesn't matter. But let me tell you something. Here is one promise for you that you can always hold on to. Psalm 30 and verse 5. He said, look, you know, though sorrow may endure for a night, yet joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah, somebody. And I've always loved that scripture. You know, I know that it doesn't matter. Even natural things will tell you that. It doesn't matter how long the night is. At some point, the day must break. Amen. There has never been any night that is forever. Even during the winter season, we may have longer nights or whatever, but I don't care if it lasts a little longer, a couple of hours longer, you know, whatever. At some point in time, the day must dawn. Amen. And the day must break, because the night cannot last forever. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you may be going through some night right now, but I want you to know that joy is coming in the morning. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Joy is coming for you in the morning. No matter what you may be going through right now. Hallelujah. You may be going through the night, but I want you to know there have been some nights that I wished that morning would come quickly because the night was so long. Especially when I couldn't sleep or whatever reason, you know. But no matter which way it goes, no matter even if it drags a little longer, you know. How many of you ever felt that sometimes some weeks when you're having a great time, the Lord's blessing, it goes by so quickly? Yeah. How many of you know that?
Yeah.
But when you're having some trouble and you're in the hole, you know, it looks like a day is 28 hours or even 36 hours. It looks like it stretches. You know, and it just seems so straight. How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The week just looks long when you are having some challenges. But when you're having fun and you're having a good time, it goes by so quickly. But I tell you what, I don't care how long it feels, I don't care how long it looks, joy is coming in the morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to say, here's what I want you to do this morning. I want you to say, look, now, for those of you who are, you know, if you don't understand this message, you've not been Bible tested and so forth, maybe it doesn't mean anything to you. Maybe you're always on cloud nine. Well, that God bless your heart. But I guarantee you, just as sure as the sun shines, you know, in the day, there's always going to be night. So there's cycles for everything. Ecclesiastes 3 will tell you that. There's a time for everything. You know, and you're going to go through your good times. You're going to go through your hard times and so forth. But, you know, for those of you that have been through a few fights with the devil, sometimes you have to drag out, you know, knuckle fists and everything, you know. Hey, I tell you what, whatever it takes, amen?
Amen.
You know, and I tell you too, sometimes 2 minutes prayer is not going to get the job done. You know, sometimes you're going to have to get a hold of God all night long. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're going to have to stand in there and dig in and, you know, dig in with God and say, I'm not going to turn it loose unless God gives me a blessing. That's right.
Amen.
Jacob, he knew how to do that. He wrestled with God all night long until God gave him that blessing. Now, for those of you who are battle tested, I have some scars. you know, in your life to show for it today. I want you to know that those scars are also, you know, your testimonies and they are medals for you. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Because you are still alive, aren't you? Praise God. Because you are still here. The devil, he couldn't take you out. He tried to do it, but he couldn't do it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, I know a little about that, you know. But if you're here this morning and you're battle tested, and you've been through some things, or even you are being battle tested right now, perhaps you're going through some things. Praise God. You say, well, why would you preach something like this after, you know, all those joyful messages about the anointing of increase? Well, because the Lord said so. Amen? So, you know, I listen to what the Lord tells me to preach. You know, if you're battle, you've been battle tested, I want you to know that the Lord is in your corner.
Amen.
And the Lord, he's telling you, get up! Don't stay down for the count. Say, one, two, and the Lord is saying, get up. Praise God. And I want to tell you that I am in your corner as well. And I am saying with the Lord to you, and the Bible says a threefold cord is not quickly broken. That's the Lord, that's me, and you. You know, and that devil, there is no way. I tell you something. The devil, you know, I put him in his place already. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't know about you, but he's under my foot. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I know the devil doesn't like it when I preach this kind of message, but so what? He said, if you feel that fool. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't care about what the devil does. You know, there's one song that we used to sing. He said, I don't care what the devil is going to do. I'm just going to praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So, those of you who will be battle tested, you've been around the block in a few fights with the devil. You know what I'm talking about this morning, amen? You've seen the enemy, you know, he's done this and so forth. But I want to tell you also, I've seen God working in your favor.
Amen.
I see the Lord, he's working in your favor.
Amen.
And you are all coming out on top, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
You are coming out on top. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want to see a few battle warriors in here this morning. If you are here this morning and you say, well, you know, the devil is not being around a few times, you know, but in the name of the Lord, I will arise. Praise God. That's why, you know, I want to see some battle warriors this morning. You say, look, you know, I know the enemy, he's taking, you know, some good shots at me, but I'm still here, you know, and I am more than a conqueror. And I don't care what else he's going to do. You know, I will rejoice and I will praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And when God sees a people that know how to praise him, no matter what is going on around them, you know, let not your praise be influenced by the circumstances around you.
Amen.
You know, you'll be constant in praise to the Lord. And the Lord will show you his mercy and his goodness. Hallelujah. I want to see a few battle warriors in here this morning. I say, yes, I have been tested, but I have the victory. And if you have this testimony here this morning that say, I am persuaded. Now, never mind what you're going through right now. Just take this word from the Lord that no matter what you are going through, you are going to come out on the other side. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if that's you this morning, or if you need a little help, you know, I want you to step forward here and let's make a declaration of faith together. I want you to say, look, you know, all of a sudden things were going good, but boom, you know, the enemy comes in there, or whatever it is, you know, and let's believe the Lord together here this morning. So if you are here this morning, you know, I want to ask you a question too. You know, when things are not going too well in your life, you know, and somebody asks you a question and says, you know, what's going on? Most people, and I've said this before, most people say, well, I'm going through some things right now. And I've always noticed how people say that. I'm going through some things right now. Nobody ever says, I'm going into some things right now. Hello? Everybody always says, I'm going through some things right now. You know, I'm going through some things right now. That's what everybody says. Going through, by your own admission, means you are coming out on the other side. Hallelujah! That's right. You know, because you never said, I'm going into some problems. Everybody said, I'm going through some problems. Well, so that means you're going to come out on the other side. So the psalmist, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Because he already knows he's coming out on the other side.
Hallelujah.
Along the way, yeah, you know, there may be some scary, goofy stuff, you know, and all of that in the valley of the shadow of death. But I'm coming out on the other side.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Those of you who are here, I want you to join hands this morning and let's believe the Lord. Praise God. Let's believe the Lord together. Praise God. Now, you may be here because you have a testimony. You may be here because you have some battle scars. You may be here because you want the Lord to give you a lift. Hallelujah. No matter what the reason that you are standing here right now, let's believe the Lord together. Now, Lord, look at all these hands that are joined together. Praise God. Now, I want you to know also that, you know, there's one thing that the enemy shall not be able ever to put upon you or should not be to put upon you is sickness and disease. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. Because God already said, I will not put on you any of this sickness or disease that I put on the Egyptians. You know, so that is not your portion. Amen?
Amen?
I don't care what the doctors say. It's not your portion. Praise God. That's one thing. Now, you may have stress, trials, and all of these things, you know, but sickness and disease should not be on your body. Because your body is the temple of our Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, hear the prayers of your people here this morning. The Word of God says, listen to this. For unto them that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Lord, I want you to arise upon your people here this morning with healing in your wings, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I want to tell you that we don't call Jesus the healer for nothing. He will heal everything that is gone amiss in your life. Not only sickness and disease, he'll heal your finances. He'll heal your relationships. He'll heal your emotions. He'll heal everything, you know, that is going to miss. That's why we call him healer. Amen?
Amen?
He will turn those bitter waters and make them sweet. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And we have that victory in the name of the Lord. Now, sometimes you come into the house of the Lord and in your heart, you still have hurt and pain and so forth. Even in the midst of shouting and rejoicing and all that, you know, but the Lord says, comfort ye. Comfort you, my people. Hallelujah. The Lord is going to wipe away all sorrow. He's going to wipe away all tears from your eyes. Hallelujah. And he's going to put joy upon your heads. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Lord, move upon your people today.
Amen.
And no matter what scars they've had or whatever they are going through, the joy of the Lord shall be their strength. Amen.
Amen.
And the joy of the Lord and the victory of the Lord and the things that God has ahead for us, you know, the temptations and trials and all the tribulations that we feel now, they cannot compare with the great things that God has in store for us. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, I want to say to you that the Lord said, you know, he gave some promises in the Word and he said, all the things that I have promised you, the blessings that are coming your way, they shall no longer be prolonged. Amen.
Amen.
They shall come quickly. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I want you to join me in reading this one verse. This is your declaration of faith this morning. I'm going to read it in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 7. And while you're standing here, I want you to say with me these words. You know, this is a declaration of faith. Isaiah 50, verse 7. Say with me, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah, somebody. He says, put on your game face, is what he's saying. You know, that's right. Set your face like a flint. No matter what you're going through, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
And you will not be ashamed. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody, this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I declare unto you by the word of the Lord that no matter the reason why you step forth today, whether it's for yourself, whether it's for somebody else, the Lord searches the hearts. He searches every heart. And he knows whatever it is, praise God. And Jesus is more than able to do all of that. And I've often told people, and I'll tell you again today, that for you to believe that God is able to answer your prayer and do whatever you are asking, that is non-negotiable. You cannot get anything from God unless first you believe that God is able to do it. Amen?
Amen.
So don't even spend any time in praying, you know, if you don't believe that. Walk up your faith first by reading the scriptures, embracing it, and confessing it. Walk your faith up to the point where you believe that God is able to do it. Now, if you can believe that God is able to do whatever it is you're standing here for this morning, then it is done, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, I am Alpha and Omega. Behold, I make all things new in your life. And I want to tell you that yesterday was yesterday. Today is a new day. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to challenge some of you that are here to get your mind and get your hand off that rewind button. Because some people are constantly rewinding things and living in the past. Forget the past. Can't do anything about it. Today is a new day. And tomorrow will be even a better day. Hallelujah, somebody. I don't care what happened yesterday or 3 days ago or 4 days ago or whatever. You know, that was then, but this is now. Praise God. Lift up your hands and bless the name of the Lord. And thank him for answering your prayer. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Hallelujah. Cause his face to shine upon you. Grant you according to your own petition. And grant you your heart's desires. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody. Give the Lord a praise in here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the praise team come on up. Come on up, praise team. And let's close this thing out with a rally here this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.